Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're playing a little blues here on the Small Business Advocate Show today. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is here. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. We have not docked at the station. You're going to have to keep them buckled up a little bit more. Ellen is here. She is a force, and she is talking to us about this project she's been working on with Wells Fargo to help, kind of a business makeover type project. And I want you to, Ellen, I want you to tell us about, what can you tell us about the company that you went in to help, and what they, where they were they stuck, and what you help them with?
Oh, I love them so much. It's James and Deandra Hunden, and they own Universal Martial Arts Academy, which is, and this goes to our whole political conversation, which is a weaponless self-defense approach. So they don't want to hurt other people, but they also, James, as a child, was bullied. And he said his mama told him to turn the other cheek, and then he got the other cheek hit.
Right.
So, you know, so they're...
Wait a minute. She told him to be a pacifist?
Huh? By the way, dear listener, our conversations are as lively while we're on break as they are on the air. But so, you know, this is, I understand the complexity of the issues, and this is on, again, small business is just reflective of the larger whole. And so James's commitment was to help people feel safe. And so he started a martial arts academy, and his wife, Deandra, is adorable, and they started this business. Deandra has a full-time job. They're trying to get this business off the ground, and it's still anemic when it comes to sales, marketing, and they wanted my help, and Wells Fargo put us together, and it was absolutely rocking awesome. We fell in love with each other, but we accomplished a lot in a week. Now, could you do this in a week? Could you do this in a day?
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it just takes an afternoon.
Where were they stuck?
To change direction. Well, the number one thing that they were stuck, or they called me for, was they wanted to grow a larger client base. However, as I did a diagnosis, as a consultant should, they also were poorly equipped to deal with the finances, you know, financial illiteracy. They just didn't know their asset from their elbow. So we started with that, and then we added a marketing plan, among other things. We put an organizational chart together. I tell you what, an organizational chart is my favorite tool lately. Because knowing in a small business who's going to do what, even if there's two or three of you, you know, one of the things we decided on the organizational chart is that their 14-year-old daughter could be in charge of social media.
Right.
That would help and take it off of their plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we put together an org chart. We put together their mission.
However, I have to say this because all companies have to deal with this. I've recommended this too, Ellen, that you turn your, you know, you let your the young people do the social media. But you can't, you have to make sure that when they post social media posts, that it sounds like your business, not like their Pinterest page.
You know, it's exactly right. And with anything that you're going to delegate, and I think this is one that can certainly come back and bite you if you're not careful, with anything that you delegate, delegation is an abdication.
Right.
You want to make sure that it's being done. So you have a meeting once a week. You review what the plan is. You
pre-approve
the post.
And you talk about language.
You talk about language?
Yeah, about voice. You talk about voice.
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
And then they, some of the activities that we did during the week is we had them come up with their mission statement. And for James, that mission statement was all about maintaining truth to yourself and keeping yourself safe and operating with soul. Their business, he was very concerned that their business had soul. And so making sure then that their marketing messages emanate that so that they will attract people who find that, you know, who also feel that that's important. So we worked with a marketing expert to put a terrific marketing plan together. You know what the basis of the marketing plan was, Jim? You're going to recognize this from your book.
What?
It was all about referrals and testimonials and making a friend. You know, that idea of that's not gone away. The neighborhood has changed a bit with social media.
Right.
But still, when you go out
referrals
to a restaurant.
Referrals are golden.
Yeah, referrals are
24 karat.
And when you are thinking about putting your kid in a martial arts class, what are you going to do? You're going to ask your neighbor, your friend. You may ask them on Facebook, but you're still going to go to people you like and trust and ask their opinion.
And that's a huge part of your marketing strategy that costs you almost nothing.
Absolutely. And these people are so kind.
But you have to train people how to refer you. People don't, number one, it's not their job to wake up thinking about you in the morning. Number two, they don't know how to refer you. You need to help them with some kind of terminology, something. When they tell people about you, they say, "Oh yeah, he's so and so and so and so."
Uh huh. You give them the little elevator.
For example,
we practice their elevator speech.
When I had my consulting company, I was the vice president. You can rent, and that's what my clients would tell their friends. He's a vice president. I rent.
Oh, that's excellent.
And that's all they had to remember, and it got me lots of business. That's
so
how you train your customers how to refer you.
I love that so much. I've got to call the Hundens today and follow up with this.
Well, wait a minute. Don't forget my commission on that.
Oh, yeah, baby. No, it's on the radio now.
Yeah.
We broadcast it.
There you go. So give us one. What was one more thing that you did for them?
We put a budget together. And you know what's cool about putting
a budget
together?
That's how
I know.
Work.
I know. Like, that word
poke
is so
me in the
harsh.
Eye.
I know. No fun, deprivation. But all a budget is goal setting. And I want to tell you something really exciting about the Hundens. They already, this year, have more in sales than they've ever had in any complete year ever to this day.
Wow.
How cool is that?
All because they know Ellen Rohr. Folks,
well,
no chopped liver on the
Wells
Small
Fargo.
Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience is the Hundens now know. We're going to take a quick break. Ellen, I need your website quickly, please.
It's barebonesbiz.com, and check out wellsfargoworks.com.
There you go. Check it all out, folks. 10 till. More to come after these messages with the lovely and talented and out of control Ellen Rohr.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.